Hello, welcome to Unequal Sequel
Extra.
It's official. Sequel season has started. What? Okay, caveat, Richard.
Yeah.
Caveat. It's
not really a sequel.
I like how we're just going straight into it today.
It's more of a prequel, if anything.
It's part of the Spider-Man Sony universe.
Yeah.
What is that called?
the Sonyverse. The Spidoni.
SSU? Is that what they're calling it? I don't know.
That old nonsense, anyway. Hello. Hello. We're talking about Madam Web, just in case you hadn't noticed.
It feels like this is going to be a bit of everywhere. We've come straight hot into it because I think we're excited because we're finally reviewing a film. This is officially, because let's not count Aquaman because that was last year, 2023. This was officially our first sequel reviewing of 2024.
It's the first movie I've watched at the cinema in 2024.
Oh, shit.
And I mean, spoilers for the episode, but I think I've already seen the worst movie of 2024.
Oh, fuck. I've seen, like, journalists and bloggers and people refuse to review this film because they don't want to slam on it at all. Like, they just don't want to go near it because, you know, people do try to make movies and stuff. And I tried to go in as clean head as possible.
Yeah. I don't look at any reviews. I didn't know what I was expecting. I'd seen a couple of Dakota Johnson's press tour stuff. No, it was a couple of bits of press tour stuff. And, I mean, yeah, I've seen a couple of her films as well. But, I have a theory.
Do you want to get into that now, or should we do your classic?
I mean, we could get into it now.
I want to hear the synopsis.
You want to hear the synopsis? The fucking mental synopsis. I'm not 100% sure, but essentially, somebody called... I can't remember what her mum's name is now. But anyway, she's called... Dakota Johnson's character is called Cassandra Webb. Her mum is in the jungle, heavily pregnant... For some reason,
we find out later.
I was just gonna say, and looking for a spider that can cure illnesses, and is shot by her security guard, who's a bad man. She gives birth as she's dying, and some spider people look after the baby. Not sure what happens next, because the next thing we see, Cassandra Webb, the baby, is fully grown and working as a paramedic in New York with Spider-Man's Uncle Ben.
Oh, God. Okay, so the film starts in 1973 in Peru.
Yes.
And then this film is based in
2003.
Yeah.
A good year for us, right?
Yes.
We were freshers in 2003.
What a year. I mean, that soundtrack, I was like, I remember all of these.
Yeah. And I was expecting a banging soundtrack.
Yeah. Tick.
I didn't feel massively 2003, but hey, you know, there we are.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm not sure. But yeah. So yeah, she's a paramedic in New York and she starts to have visions where she can see the future after a near-death experience.
Boom.
Where she falls in the water.
Yes. And somewhere in there is the three girls.
Yeah. So she has a vision about three girls being murdered by the same guy that killed her mother. She knows that at this point. But she has a vision of these three girls being murdered, so she intervenes and saves them, sort of by accident, and ends up kind of adopting them, even though she appears to hate them. and you just spend the rest of the movie wishing it was better, I think is the main thing.
Yeah. Are we going to do spoilers? I think we can, because it's been out for a couple of weeks.
Yeah. Let's do spoilers because no one gives a shit.
You're right about saying you're either in two camps. You've either seen this film or you don't give a shit.
Yeah.
It hasn't done very well at the box office. It's a not really a part of the Marvel Universe. I feel like they don't want it to be part of the Marvel Universe.
No, it's part of the Sony Spider-Man Extended Universe.
Yes.
Where they make movies that don't have Spider-Man in them. Apart from in this one. where he's a
bump. They don't even mention his name. They try and like
no,
every
no,
way
don't.
Of not. To be no. fair, it was so not well. I thought it was obvious, but when I told Tiff, my wife, that that was Uncle Ben and that baby was Spider-Man, that blew her mind.
Oh.
Basically, one of
I didn't put together that the baby was Spider-Man until Spider-Man's mum, that's about 20 minutes in, says, he's going to be such a good uncle. And I was like, oh, it's Uncle Ben. And that's Spider-Man in there. That's Peter Parker. Yeah. Not that they say that, but, you know.
No, there is a joke around the name, but a balloon or something pops and you never quite hear it.
Yeah.
Because,
you know, why would you have Spider-Man or any reference to Spider-Man in a fucking Spider-Man movie? Who knows?
It's a bizarre thing. So, like I said earlier, yeah. I was trying to go in and think, you know, it can't be that bad as everyone's saying or... the rumours are. And it's a film that no one really wanted to exist in the first place.
No,
it's
a weird here's my theory. Character.
Oh, here we go.
Here's my theory. So, officially, right, it's directed by S.J. Clarkson, who is a TV director, British TV director,
yep.
female director, massively wanted her to do well. It's her first movie.
Yeah.
It's crap. Starring Dakota Johnson. I'm pretty sure it was made by an AI. I think we've watched the first... completely AI-made movie.
It feels like it.
It does. It feels like an AI made this movie. It's off. It's so off in so many places. You know, you see those AI pictures of people and you're like, oh, that's a really good picture, but what's off? Oh, yeah, they've got eight fingers.
Mm.
Like, you know, that's what this is. It just doesn't work. It's like it's written by a robot. It's like, yeah, and everyone in it is like a robot. Like, it's just, I'm pretty sure, it's just robots.
I agree with that because the first 20 minutes, with the whole editing and camera movements.
Oh, the editing is so weird.
I was like, what choices are they made in here to make it do that
I
and feel like this?
It had so much cut out. Like, it's been tampered with so much because it had a buttload of reshoots, didn't it?
Yes.
And apparently there should have been a whole, like, Spider-Man thing in it. And it was supposed to be, by all accounts, it was supposed to be the, not the Tom Holland Spider-Man.
Right.
But the Andrew Garfield Spider-Man.
Oh, they were going to go with that one.
Yeah, they were going to go back even further. It's supposed to be set in the 90s. And then they've added, like they reshot it essentially to fit it in the Tom Holland Spider universe.
We're never gonna see this again. No one gives a shit.
It's so fucked. It had four different writers apparently, including the director.
Wow.
And it feels like it. Like I say, it feels like it's been written by a robot. It must have been. I sort of feel sorry for whoever edited it because it's horribly edited. But I feel like it's horribly edited because they didn't have a choice.
Do you feel like they're at gunpoint?
Yeah, well, no, I feel like they basically just tried to make a movie out of like loads of different TikTok clips that someone's just dumped on their desk and gone, yeah, I'll sort that shit out, will you?
It's a weird thing because Madame Web is a side character in the Spider-Man universe, isn't she?
Yes.
She's not a full-fledged... person that's popping in every week, is she? She's
no, not that I remember anyway. Not from because it's been a long time since I've read Spider-Man comics. You know, I was like 12, so it's like very early 90s, you know, since I've read Spider-Man comics. And my Madame Web was a really old lady,
yes,
blind old lady,
yes,
was like clairvoyant and stuff and...
in like a dimensional other place, right?
Sort of. I don't really know if I understood it then. I definitely don't understand it now. But yeah, sort of, you know, Spider-Man's always been very Spider-verse-y.
And to get a whole film and then put Dakota Johnson in. Now, I don't think she's a very good actress. I like her in a film called A Bigger Splash. But she's pretty much...
I don't think she's very good either.
She doesn't seem
she's
like she doesn't
style.
Give a shit.
She definitely does not give a shit. Like she did not enjoy this movie, and also I think she's miscast, right?
Oh, horribly.
She's not the type of like the things I have seen her in, like a little bit in The Social Network, and
oh, you know, she's okay in that, yeah.
yeah, she's been in little things where she's good as like someone a bit quirky and like a bit indifferent, and you know, that sort of suits her. Whereas a superhero movie, like, clearly, like, acting in green screen and stuff is not her bag. You know, like,
I just don't think she wanted to be there at all.
Didn't look like it. Well, I mean, she sacked all her people, didn't she, afterwards?
Oh, has she?
All her representation. Literally, the moment filming finished, she sacked them all.
Wow.
So that says a lot, right?
And then she had to go on a PR train for it.
Yeah.
She
clearly, like, I watched a thing where she was like talking to an interviewer, was like, what's, you know, to tell us about the movie. And she's like, well, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
Like, you've seen it. You know more about it than me. That's like, you were there, PR, yeah.
And this film was off to a bad step from day one, because the trailer was terrible. And luckily this guy was in the Peruvian jungle with my mother when she died. That wasn't in the film, but it's kind of cut through film, lines, yeah, through the film.
There were things in the bad things in the trailer that were in the film, though. Like the weird cut in the car crash where it looks like she's crashing a car into herself because of the weird way it's cut.
Yeah.
Like, that's odd.
Also, I've got you. You're a Spider-Man person. Mm. The bad guy. The bad Spider-Man.
Ezekiel Sims, yeah.
Is he in the comic books? Do we know?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
So there was a Spider-Man before Spider-Man, but he was a bad Spider-Man. Because this guy's got Spider-Man powers, right?
Yes.
And do you think his dialogue was dubbed at all?
I don't know.
It
did look weird, didn't it?
It looked and sounded very wrong. And he's a good actor, that guy. I've seen him in a number of films. His quality. I'm surprised he was in a film like this, actually.
I think Ezekiel Sims came along like after I was moved on from Spider-Man, essentially. I think he's a later character, but he is a character. He is in the comics, yeah.
And the 30 years between 1973 and 2003, he has aged amazingly.
Yeah, he's not aged at all.
That's part of the powers. I was trying to think about that while watching it.
But then he does age a bit in the dreams.
Yeah, they give him grey hair.
He's got grey hair in the dreams. And like the character in the comics has grey hair.
Okay, we're getting somewhere now then. It's not that bad.
But I don't know.
Would you have liked seeing the three spider women, sorry, I don't know who they are, in their costumes a bit more towards the end?
One of them is Spider Woman.
That's a good start.
Yeah. I can't remember who the other two are, though. But yes, maybe. I don't know. By that point, by the end of this movie, I'd given up on this fucking Pepsi commercial. You know,
Mountain Dew, Pepsi.
Oh, talk about product placement! My God, there's a bit where Adam Scott gets a can of Pepsi and basically holds it up to the camera, right to the logo.
I thought he was going to rotate one at one point. I thought he was just going to face it perfectly towards the camera. Mountain Dew. Ice blast, whatever they call it.
Fully just waiting for him to turn around and be like, it's the motherfucking Catalina wine mixer.
I like Adam Scott.
He's great in Severance.
I think he's a great actor. Also, he's in he pops up on Why Did This Get Made podcast a lot, and he always helps them review big, stupid, dumb movies like Fast and Furious.
Oh, this has got to be on there, surely.
He's got to come on to that show and do his own movie. Because I think this is a car crash. There's a bit in this movie when they pretty much pause the movie and she goes Peru for a week. And then, let me go. And then they come back and Spider-Man mum's given birth. Emma Roberts, by the way.
Yeah.
And they decide to, the women are meant to be hiding out, and they've done that for a week, basically. Then they all decide to go to the hospital for no reason. I was like, you don't all need to get in this car, guys. You can all stay back and stay hidden.
There were so many fucking bad choices.
Like the ambulance driving off a double, the second story and being fine.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, how does she get to Peru? It looks like she drives in a fucking taxi.
Because she's been, because the FBI are after her for abducting three teenagers at this point. She's on lockdown. She's wanted woman, and she is fucking Peru.
And then comes back in the same fucking taxi with no number plates on it that no one seems to care about.
Oh, God. It's so bad. And the end, I know I'm jumping everywhere, but the bit when she's had her accident and she's got the stupid glasses on.
How did any of that happen? I don't know how she got blinded.
Oh, I have no idea how she got blinded.
Me neither. How
I was actually surprisingly blind.
And paralysed. When did that happen?
Did she get electrocuted in the eyes? Is that something that happened? I don't know.
I don't know. I was sat there going, what the fuck? When was she blind?
Poison in the eye. That's what I'm going with.
I'm sure you're right, mate. But honestly, I was watching it going, I don't know what's going on. And I'm going to let you finish about what you were saying about the shot with her when you see her in the glasses.
Well, because she's... Oh, these are my children. It's so poorly acted at that point. Yeah. It is so bad.
I was sat there going, has she had a stroke?
She's in a wheelchair as well, is? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, maybe she's had a stroke and she can't speak? It's just like...
That might be a thing.
It might be.
She might have a slight case of brain damage.
Yeah.
These are all my children now. It was icky.
It was so weird, right?
Like, it was a really weird note to end it on. And I just turned it off. And okay, the next
turned
word...
Turned it off? You mean you left the cinema?
I left the cinema. You told me I didn't have to wait for anything in the credits.
No,
thank you
nothing at the end of the credits, no.
Okay, and don't get angry with the next thing I'm about to say.
Mm.
It's not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Holy cow, man.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, it was bad. A car crash. It was a car crash that was badly edited, so you're not even sure if a car crash happened.
I would say, I know we're on a new year and we shouldn't look back, but I would still put this above Expendables 4.
No, I wouldn't. I'd put it on the same level.
Oh, yeah.
But it is that level of bad. Like, I just... How it wastes stuff as well. It's just so wasteful. $80 million this movie cost.
I would love to know where they spent that.
And it looks like TV. like not even good TV.
They spelled it in the music.
Well, yeah, they must.
Was it the Cranberries at the end playing?
Yeah, the Cranberries, yeah.
Brilliant. Yeah. And I liked when Toxic came on. Was that
Toxic,
film?
Yeah. That was, yeah, it was, yeah.
I watched this and Argyle on the same day, so some of the music choices. Okay. I was like, was that the other film or that film?
No, Toxic was in this film, yeah.
Well, that was very 2003. I remember.
But also very weird. Very weird. Like, just. And yeah, I don't know. It was really. I just found it all really strange. Like, it took me a while to realise Sydney Sweeney was Sydney Sweeney because she's like teenagered up.
Yes, so hot right now, but that doesn't show her in a good light at all, this film.
It
shows nothing of what everyone's been going on about, I think. Really weird choices of all the kids. And they're all linked under her web. And she couldn't, like you said, she couldn't give a shit until the final 5 minutes when she needs help getting around her apartment.
Yeah, she doesn't care.
And see in the future. It's
And do you know what? It's a female, it's a majority female cast. Mm-hmm. It's a female director.
Yep.
I really wanted to like this movie, but basically the studio have fucked it. Like, that is what's happened. And what I really hope, and I'm sure is going to happen because there's so many dickheads out there, it's like, oh, that's why we shouldn't let women near superhero movies. That ain't it. This has got so much studio interference in it, hasn't it?
This failed on takeoff.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And my worry is that she's not going to get another gig for a while, and hopefully that doesn't happen because, you know, men fail upwards.
It's her first movie
and women...
as well. Yeah, it's her first movie. But then if you look at the TV she's done...
Oh, crazy amount of good TV.
Good TV. Like, you know, going back all the way back to, like, Life on Mars. It's just brilliant.
Oh, love that series, by the way.
So she can clearly do it. I just feel really bad that this is the thing she's going to get remembered for.
I hope not. I think this will. We won't see this character again. We won't. There won't be ever a mention of Madame Web in this Spider-Man news. So this is like I said. This is dead on arrival. Like when you texted me and said, "I'm not even quite sure it's a sequel." I was like, oh, "Well, I know it's meant to be somewhere in the Spider-Man universe."
I think it's a prequel, isn't it?
But the point is they're still trying to build this. I have no idea where they go with this thing now, and. But I also think they have to make these films to keep the rights, which you should just let the rights go if you can't make a decent film. I don't know what I would want from a Madam Web movie. Because like you said, oh, Madam Web is this old woman sitting in a chair in a kind of place. And I would like to see her in with Spider-Man and not He Who Shall Not Be Named for most of this movie or any of this movie. It's like they weren't allowed to say the word Spider-Man, or sure they couldn't, but even the word Peter or Parker or...
Well, it said Parker.
I suppose so.
It's Ben Parker.
And the action beats are really boring, right? There's like... And the spider thing in Peru, those
it's
people...
It's really boring. And but also, like, things come as a real surprise because there's no real kind of build-up. It's like they... It's like they looked at the reception the trailer got with that weird exposition line, and then thought, "Oh, we better just cut all the exposition out, because otherwise people are going to take the piss out of us." So it makes no sense. Nobody explains anything very well. It's all baffling weirdness.
Still don't know what the main bad guy. I know he wanted to live for a longer time, but I don't know.
He was trying
to do in the first place to get the powers.
Well, his whole thing, right? Which is, again, you know, there's nothing worse in a movie like this than a bad guy.
Yeah,
and he's a bad guy, right?
I'm so sad
and
for him.
His whole thing is, well, I had a tough upbringing, so therefore, no one else deserves to have it easy. So I'm going to take the spider that could solve so many illnesses and make so many people's lives better and keep it for myself because I am a cock.
So he basically just wanted to...
That's not how that works. Yeah, that's not how that works. If you grow up having a shit upbringing, chances are you don't want other people to have to experience that shit upbringing.
Yeah, but that's not good enough for a movie, Rich. Even that... You know what I mean? There's got to be bigger grand plans from, like, you know, like a Dr. Evil, like, take over the world. He didn't want to take over the world.
He's just wealthy, got powers, doesn't want these three teenage girls to kill him.
Because he has the same dream every night.
Yeah. Because he's also using the spider venom, so he's getting premonitions like Madam Web sort of thing.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So his dreams are premonitions.
Finally caught on to that. Oh, yeah, they're very similar.
Oh, yeah.
Couldn't give a shit, guys. Couldn't give a shit.
But she doesn't seem to get any of the physical powers. Like, he has physical powers, doesn't he? But she doesn't seem to get any physical powers.
She's good at driving. When she destroys that ambulance that she drives off the multi-story car park, she is so annoyed when it finally dies on her. And I was like, you shouldn't be annoyed. You literally drove that
ambulance has done well.
Off a cliff. Absolutely. And the way they... Yeah, I've just got to go to Peru for a week. And at that point, I just was like, you got to go where? And even at the beginning, when they said, come back. And I couldn't work out how they were going to get her back to Peru. I was like, surely she can't come back to Peru. Even I've seen stuff in the trailer that come back to Peru would be weird. Leaving those
and stare at the same spider web as my mum was staring at, because, you know, that's going to be there 20 years later.
That magic whirlpool of water again, and there's a weird guy. And, oh, thanks for the answers. I know I'm going back to New York. Oh, God.
Well, it's not New York, though, is it? It's like Boston, I think.
It's
supposed to be New York, but it's not.
Oh, okay. I thought it was meant to be New York. And okay, well, it's just... I'm about to say, do you want to have a game, a go at what it's currently ranked on a Rotten Tomatoes?
Oh, yeah, go on then, because I don't know, actually. I'm presuming not good.
Because, we'll do this, and then we'll talk about some of the other films that have been in this... the universe. So currently, critics, 218 reviews. It's been out for, 2 weeks by this point?
Okay. I'm going to say 12%.
You're correct. It's 12%.
Oh, 12%? Is it really?
Yeah. That's like, is he looking at something?
I'm not. I just guessed that.
Audience score?
23%.
57%.
57%! So more than half the people that watched this absolute festering turd gave it more than 3 stars.
It seems that way.
Oh my God!
Either people don't have taste, or the average cinema goer thinks this is okay, right? Is that how Rotten Tomato would work?
Well, yeah, the average cinema goer thinks it's... Well, no, not the average cinema goer, but 57% of people that reviewed this film gave it 3 stars or more.
I mean, that's mental.
That is mental.
I came out and said it was not as bad as I thought it was going to be. I would not even get close to 57%.
It's not as bad as I thought it was going to be, half a star instead of no stars.
Because even if you're matching up to other films like this, and so what we got, Venom 1 and 2, right? Is there anything else in this?
Yeah, Morbius.
Oh, fuck, I forgot about Morbius. Is it better than Morbius?
No, Morbius is better than this.
Wow, okay.
And I fucking hated Morbius. And it's got Jared Leto in it. So, you know, that takes a star off straight away.
Yeah, because Morbius is a little bit silly in a way. A little, you know.
Morbius is that kind of bad where you're like, oh, it's kind of campy. I could put up with it. I don't like it, but, you know, it's fun to laugh at.
It's there.
This is so boring. It's not even fun to laugh at. This isn't even going to be one of those ones that people come back to for midnight screenings because it's so bad they want to watch it.
No
one's going to do that because it's boring as shit.
It makes Venom 1 and 2 look like Oscar winners at this point.
I think Venom's a good movie. Venom Let There Be Carnage is fine. Morbius is a turd. This is a turd with a turd on top. It makes me very worried for Craven.
Oh, God. There's more of this.
There's Craven the Hunter, isn't there? Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
Yep.
This year, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you think, I know, because Marvel kind of want to keep this at an arm distance and Sony don't want to keep this at an arm distance from the Marvel Universe. I think they're like, we want some of that money.
I have heard people like review it as a Marvel movie and I was like, it's not the MCU.
It's not though, is it?
No,
it's not. Is that going to, because this is, the comic book movies are not in a good place at the moment. And films like this are not helping. Sure, we've got Deadpool 3 coming along soon, and hopefully we'll put some energy back into it for a little bit. But is that going to like resurrect it for a long, or what do you reckon?
I don't think so. I don't know. I'm looking forward to Deadpool 3, but I see Deadpool as sort of a standalone thing. It does seem like they're pulling him into the MCU a bit. This
well, they need it.
Because, you know, if anyone can resurrect it, it's Deadpool, right? But we'll see. We'll see.
But there'll be this big high of Deadpool, and then there's going to be, just like I keep calling the average cinema goers, who have no interest of what universe what, and they all think this is all lumbered in together. Because at the beginning of this film, it does say in a partnership with Marvel or whatever, the Marvel logo comes up kind of thing. And then we get Kraven again. Now, Kraven, for all we know, Could be
a masterpiece. Who knows? Could be.
It could be. You know.
No one listening can see the face I just pulled, but it ain't going to be, is it?
History will tell. I just think they shouldn't have done this movie. There's a lot. Warner Brothers are cancelling movies at any point, and we're getting angry, and they shouldn't be doing that. So I don't think they should have cancelled it, but I don't know. They just shouldn't have done it.
I did watch it thinking, how bad must Batgirl have been to get cancelled? And this shit gets released.
Well, it's a different studio, isn't it?
I don't even know if it's made money. Is it mainly money?
No, it's been the lowest. It's made no money, basically. It's made less than everything, all the other comic book movies. I think it might have made less than Fantastic Four, Rise of the Silver Surfer back in 2006 or something.
So its budget was $80 million, and so far it's made $77 million worldwide, which is after it's been out a couple of weeks, isn't it?
It's not going to get much more. It's not going to. I'm sorry to say, I don't try and trash movies, but and I keep saying it, it's not as bad as I thought. But I thought I was literally going to see the worst film in the world. It's not the worst one. Like I said, Expendables 4 made me a lot angrier.
I would put it on a level with Expendables 4. I think it's because I don't love Expendables, the other Expendables movies as much as you. So that's a letdown for you. I probably love Spider-Man more than you do.
But you can watch other films and be like, oh, I can see ways of making it better. Even Expendables, like, fucking just give Statham some more. I watch Matt and Webb. And I would have no idea where to go with it. Like,
no.
Recasting would be my one, but then the story's not good. The character's not worth a
Character doesn't need a movie. The character is a side character of a side character, essentially.
Essentially.
You know, she could be, she'd like blind. It'd be like making a movie about how Blind Owl in Deadpool turned into Blind Owl. You know, we don't need it. Like,
yeah.
You know, it's just, it's not a thing we need. This whole hinting at like, oh, look, this is Peter's mum and she's all pregnant. Oh, look at it, look at it. We're not allowed to say the words, though. Otherwise we might get sued.
Do you, because I was surprised when you told me there was no sting at the end. Do you even think they knew before release?
They knew this was a stinker.
No setup, no little teaser, like,
and they tried,
Matt and Webb seeing a Spider-Man swing somewhere or something like that.
Nah, they knew this was a stinker. Like,
that shocks me above everything else.
With all the reshoots they've done on it, like, how bad must it have been before? Like, that this is the thing they put out.
Could
like,
you imagine? I would love to hear it. I'd love to hear, I want to hear Adam Scott tell stories on how did this get made of this film. I bet he had a wonderful time. I bet he got paid a nice little bit of money.
I mean, Dakota Johnson did not have a wonderful time.
I'm not quite sure Dakota Johnson even wants to be an actress at this point of every film.
Yeah, because
we right have there. You seen the 50 Shades movies?
No.
I have sat through three of those films, and let me tell you, she is bad. And I was like, well, this is the same Dakota Johnson we're getting here.
My wife did suggest that we watch those for our next box set mentality.
No fucking...
And of course, we're not listening. We're not falling for that one again.
She's burnt that bridge, okay? Suggestions are off, Nana. Like I said, Bigger Splash, she's good in. But I cannot remember another good film she's in. And I don't want to criticize someone so
Social
bad.
Network.
But she's barely...
She's barely in it.
Barely in it.
I know.
What,
I know.
A scene or two?
I'm sure she's in other things, like really...
Good
like,
things.
What else is she in that's like a decent movie?
She has no personality in this. She's angry at everyone. I suppose that's meant to be the character. She's meant to hate life a bit. I mean, if that's the case, then she was brilliant.
She doesn't really have any... I mean, she doesn't really have hate, does she? She's like... I don't know. She's just fucking bland.
Shall we get on to the rating? Because I've been trying to put this off, but I feel like we can't put it off anymore. And I can't wait to hear if you say one or none or half. They made a movie.
I'm not going to give it none because they made a film. And I'm not in a really bad mood like I was when I did...
Matrix,
whatever it's called. Okay, so I'm not giving it none.
Very kind of you.
But out of seven...
Oh my God, out of seven.
I mean, half? Like half a star? Because they made a thing. It's a thing. Like, occasionally, I found the three younger cast members endearing. Like, it's getting half a star for that, basically.
I like Adam Scott. You know, if we put all these things
together, do you like him in this movie?
He made me laugh
because he doesn't do anything.
Well, he made me laugh a couple of times. I can't remember the jokes.
Did he?
What is that? When he looks out the window of the car and bad Spider-Man's crawling over. I'm gonna go. One. I can't go above one because I think I've put...
I'm surprised you gave it one, to be honest.
Well, like I said, I enjoyed it more than you. But as a part of that franchise, it's the worst. I'd love to know what I gave Morbius. Yeah. We should go back one day and just...
We should go back and listen to our Morbius episode.
Get an Excel sheet and actually remember what you gave shit. I don't think you gave much more to Morbius, to be honest, because that is also...
I'm sure I didn't.
Bad.
Mainly because Jared Leto winds me up. And I'm putting Dakota Johnson on that list now, I think, of actors. I'm just going to actively avoid their movies. Peanut Butter Falcon, she's in.
Oh, she's brilliant in that. That is a brilliant film.
There you go.
I've interviewed the directors, the two of them, the lovely guys. And it's an actual... Oh, it's so good, that film. If no one's seen that, go see that film. She's not the main part in it, though. It's weirdly Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf, which again... Combo shouldn't work, right?
Like, shouldn't work, but there's stuff that happens in that film that makes my heart melt. There's only so long you could make a Spider-Man universe and not put Spider-Man in it, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I just had
a glimpse of Spider-Man on the TV in Venom, Let There Be Carnage.
At the end?
At the end, yeah.
But that was setting up more for Endgame, wasn't it?
Well, we don't
anyway,
really know, do we?
They got, if they want to like resuscitate this universe, they need to find a way to get...
Oh, we don't know. We don't know if Tom Holland's doing that.
That's what I'm
Spider-Man,
saying. They need
we,
a so, Spider-Man, you know. Tony Maguire, Andy Garfield, Yeah, Andrew Garfield.
Andrew Garfield, yeah.
A new Spider-Man, if they get Miles Morales, whatever. They need to get that, a Spider-Man, going with these characters, because I couldn't give a shit anymore about these characters. I'm bored of making bad guys good guys and good guys bad guys and all that bollocks. I just want a decent comic book movie, please. It's been so long. Oh,
I'm pinning all my hopes on Deadpool, man. That's
if that breaks my heart. My hopes are. I don't know. Anyway, so you're saying half. I'm saying one. Brilliant. Unequal sequel.
I don't know. What's it a fucking sequel to? It's not.
It's part of the franchise, so it
doesn't
matter.
So, yeah, but what's it a sequel? What am I comparing it to? Is it shitter than the others? Yes, it's
yes,
shitter
it is.
Than the others.
Okay,
yeah,
so it's unequal. In a bad way. Yes. Oh, so that is not a recommendation from me and Rich.
No.
The best way to watch this film, I wouldn't go and watch in the cinema. Go see, there's some magnificent films out at the moment. Go see one of them. Iron
go
Claw.
Go see anything
Holdovers.
Else.
Yeah, poor
anything
things.
Else.
Anything else. Like, there's really just... released some Phantom Menace soon. Is that May? Go see that. I would even wait to see Rent It. I wouldn't even search it out. The only reason I would ever come back to this is if I'm on a plane and every other film doesn't seem to be working. That's it.
If I'm drunk and it pops up on ITV3... when I'm looking for something else, I might watch it to laugh at it for 3 minutes and then turn it over.
Yeah. I would even watch it if I've rented an Airbnb.
And it's the only DVD.
It's the only DVD.
And the TV doesn't work.
And it's so cold outside, you can't go outside. I'd rather just go put my head in a sink of water and just splash myself a bit. It's awful.
Wow.
But
okay.
Not as bad as Expendables 4. So, anyway, Rich,
I think it is.
Can you tell the lovely people lots of lovely things?
Lots of lovely things. Yes, there are lots of lovely things on this podcast. It's just quite hard to find them at the moment, I think. We don't seem to be reviewing stuff we like very much. But interview episodes are coming back. Season 6 is on its way very soon. I wish I could tell you a date, but we're still recording them. So, you know, it is coming. If you want to be prepared for that, I would say go back and listen to all our other interview episodes if you haven't already. Even if you have already, go refresh your memory. Go and have a listen to our Morbius episode and tell us what we gave it, because we can't remember. And while you're there, hit the subscribe button, hit the auto-download button. We'll drop into your pod player choice every single week. If you really love us and you haven't already, get yourself onto anotherslice.com/unequalsequel. And for just $2.99 a month, you can join our subscription service, where you can get loads of extra stuff, including me, Dave, and our friend Rich losing our actual minds watching Twilight Breaking Dawn Part 2. Yeah, that was a thing that happened. Possibly the best episode we've ever done.
Possibly.
Watching the worst movie we've ever watched. No, it's not the worst. I'd rather watch Twilight Breaking Dawn Part 1 than I would watch this again.
Agreed.
But yeah. So tell us what you thought of Madam Web. Get on the old social medias. We're on Twitter. We're on Threads. We're on TikTok. We're on Blue Sky. We're on YouTube. We're on all those things. Get on there. Tell us what you thought. We will read out your comments in our end of month roundup. If you don't do social media like a sensible person, we are on... send us an email. We are unequalsequel@hotmail.com. That we would love to hear from you. Maybe you loved Madame Web. Maybe.
Maybe. Everyone's worst film is someone's best film somewhere.
57% of people who watched it gave it more than 3 stars.
Thought it was okay, apparently. Thought it was fine. Yes, Max Payne has just been released, hopefully, by the time you're listening to this, for our Disenfranchised. Wowza. That is a game I truly loved at one point in my life, and something happens to ruin that.
the
next
movie.
Week, we said we hadn't been watching films we didn't like. Next week is Dune 2, baby. Neither of us has seen it. We haven't been invited to any screenings or...
Yeah, what's up with that?
Still angry.
How come everyone
that?
Else in the universe got invited to the press screenings except for us?
Apart from the sequel.
That's
first.
Our wheelhouse, baby. Come on.
That is that. So if that doesn't save this podcast, I'm not quite sure what will at this point. Thank you for listening. Send all your thoughts in. We'd love to hear from you. It's a goodbye from me. Bye-bye. And a goodbye from him.
Bye.
See you on the next one. Sequel to this one. Have a good week.
I mean, I can't believe we got a whole episode out of that shit.
I watched it and I thought, well, at least it's got talking points.
True.
I just don't understand why they all got in the car. I was literally screaming at the cinema. Why are you all leaving the house? You don't all have to leave the house. Uncle Ben can take her. No one else has to leave the house. You'll all be fine. Why are you leaving? And then they left the house. And I was like, I'm out. Fucking die. Fucking die. You all deserve it. Stupid fucking movie. And I liked it. Better than you. Fucking hell.